On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to head across the Pacific and get the latest American news with Radio KJR's Dick Fain.
He's our favourite on the Big Sports Breakfast, and he's going to tell you the most impressive team in the NBA playoffs so far. Good morning, Dick.
How you guys doing?
Good, mate. Who have you been impressed with so far?
Well, I think there's really we've only been playing a game or two games thus far for each team.
Yeah.
So I will say that the road teams have done a very, very nice job. Normally in playoff series, you can kind of chalk up game one to the home team. They're the higher seeded team. They're the team that had the best record thus far. They're playing at home. They know that game one is crucial to win a game. So I would say that home teams probably win about 80% of those game ones in series. Well, look what we have here. We've got three games coming up tonight, the first one being in about an hour and a half, where the road team won each one of the series. You had Utah winning on a Joe Johnson buzzer beater. You had the Clippers losing game one at home in that game. You had you also had the Boston Celtics losing game one as well, and you had the Milwaukee Bucks winning game one against Toronto. So, well, I will guarantee you one thing. I made a little wager on the air with my producer today. I said, I will guarantee you all three teams, all three home teams will win. Not one of these home teams is going to go down 2-0 losing at home. He took me up on the bet, so I got it straight up. I need all three home teams to win today. And I feel pretty confident that all three will, and we'll see those three series even up at one apiece. Golden State remains to be the best team in the NBA, but you know, I'm very interested to see what Cleveland does because, you know, they turn things on in the playoffs. They really don't care that much what their overall record is in the regular season. LeBron James picks his game up about tenfold when it comes to the playoffs, and they're off to a 2-0 start.
Dick, can you talk us through this amazing story involving, and very sad story involving, Isaiah Thomas, who plays for the Boston Celtics and then came out and played and then shot the lights out just, you know, a day or two after his sister was killed?
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas is a good friend of ours here in Seattle. He played his high school ball about 20 miles south of where I'm sitting right here. He played his college ball at my alma mater, the University of Washington. Just a great, hard-working, undersized, nobody believes in him young man. I mean, I get lots of flack from my colleagues on the radio station because I did not believe that Isaiah Thomas was going to be a great NBA player. And you know, to my defense a little bit, I remind them that every team in the NBA passed up on Isaiah Thomas in the draft. Every team but one passed up on him twice because he was the last pick selected in the NBA draft when he came out. But he has just blown up as a member of the Boston Celtics. They'd allowed him the freedom that he didn't have in Sacramento and allowed him to be the go-to guy. And he's been as good as anybody in the NBA besides maybe Westbrook, Harden, and LeBron James. Other than that, and maybe Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he has been that good. He's been a top five player in the NBA this year. And just heartbreak for Isaiah Thomas on Saturday night in Tacoma. Again, about 20 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. His sister, Chyna, evidently fell asleep at the wheel. She got into a one-car accident and died on the scene. And unbelievable heartbreak to watch Isaiah Thomas get introduced in that game in game one. He had a sunken face. He had tears in his eyes. He just didn't look like he was even there. He didn't even look like spiritually he was even at the game. And then to take the ball and score 33 points in that game was just absolutely phenomenal. I am definitely cheering for the Boston Celtics to get game two today. There's no question about that at all.
And you think they will, obviously?
I do. I think they will. I think Isaiah will come out with a great game. He's been able to play that one game, kind of gone through that shock period. You know, obviously he's going to go through the mourning period for a long, long time. But as great as he played the other day, I think he's going to be just as good or better tonight.
And, mate, the Aussies quickly. Joe Ingles had a really strong performance for the Utah Jazz and Dante Exums, and Patty Mills went pretty good as well.
Yeah, you know, the Jazz are an interesting team. They're a real up-and-coming team. And, you know, unfortunately, they had a severe injury to their best player in the last game, on the first play of the game. That is going to cost them, I think, in that series. Even though they won game one in L.A., I don't think they're going to get out of that series. I don't think they have enough depth. But you're right, Ingles has provided a lot of boost for them. And you know, there is some there always seems to be some Aussie influence when we get to the, once we get to the NBA playoffs. It kind of started a few years ago with Dellavedova, and then Patty Mills has been on that great Spurs team for a long time as well.
NFL draft is approaching. What can we expect there?
It is. It's really the biggest day of the offseason in the NFL. It comes up next Thursday, so we can kind of do an in-depth look. By then, we should have a real good idea of who's going to go in the top four or five spots. I think right now, Myles Garrett, the pass-rushing defensive end out of Texas A&M, kind of is the smart pick for the Cleveland Browns. But they are the Cleveland Browns, and we have them, and I'm sure you have them in the NRL, those franchises that never apparently do the smart thing, and they end up at the bottom of the table every single year as well. And that's why the Cleveland Browns are drafting number one, because they never do the smart thing.
We've got a few NRL clubs like that.
We've got a few NRL clubs. Your man too, mate. We're expecting Jarryd Hayne to hopefully come back from injury and play for the Gold Coast this weekend. Thanks again, Dick.
Awesome. Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you next week.